And we're back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Your boy Johnny B back with another episode of Head Movement. Just a little quick reminder here. It's short but sweet. We got the PFL 10 event coming up this Saturday, October 20th. It will be held in Washington, D.C. I believe this is for the lightweight and welterweight divisions. It's a tournament format. If you win twice, you go to the finals in New York on New Year's Eve in New York City. But if you lose once, it's, you're one and done. And, the first round of the, the quarter semifinals, there are only two rounds. And then if you win the second time, then they go to the standard three rounds. There are still no elbows allowed in the PFL. I think they just, it's just no elbows, period. That way it'll cut down on the cuts. And the fighters, since they are fighting so quickly, they're going to do the same thing again, tournament style, next year in 2019. So I think the season will start again in May of 2019 after it ends on New Year's Eve this year. They will be crowning six winners, division champs, $1 million each. And I believe there is prize money for the first runner-up. So that kind of makes it interesting. So going back to what I was saying, if you're in the first round, you definitely, want to put on a performance and win that first round, because if there's a tie in the second round, then they go back to who won the first round. And I guess if it's a draw in the first round and you win the second round, then, you win the, whoever wins the second round wins the fight. I forget what the ruling is, if it's a draw in both. But there is a way, I forget what the standard is, or what the rule is for that. So it should be pretty exciting. Ray Cooper, who is basically turning into the poster boy of the PFL, even though they're not pushing a lot as much as they are with Kayla Harrison. They've started up a women's 155 pound division next year also. That's right, 155. Usually women go up to about 145, and then in the UFC, everybody knows they're struggling to find talent. For people to fight against Cyborg at 145, so that was a pretty interesting statement they came out with about a month or so ago, that they were doing that. I think in Bellator they have women in the 145 pound division, and in Invicta there's also a 145 pound division. It's just, the only problem is, there's probably a good amount of women out there. Not saying there's thousands of women that fight at 145, and there could be. I guess the main issue is, are there enough quality opponents out there that who are not looking like they're, taking a cardio kickboxing class, or soccer moms out there or something, doing the CrossFit class. I mean, no slight to...
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
That's right, I'm in the car. No slight to that. It is what it is. So, you dump a lot of money into these fighters, and you're trying to make them... stars or successful, and the company and is trying to make money also by promoting these fighters. So there's also, Bare Knuckle FC going on October 20th as well. I think they may be in Nashville, I'm not sure, but that should also be pretty entertaining, even though the you know, the PFL, there's a lot more at stake than in the Bare Knuckle FC. There also is an app that they have that the PFL has came out with. It's pretty cool. You can watch all their fights undercard, as well as the main card. So that it's pretty cool, and they have a global mode, which dumps you into like an online chat, so you can watch the fight and you can see everybody else's comments, or you can break off from that and go to a private chat and, you know, have a few of your buddies in there with you, you know, commentating, trading, you know, whatever comments and thoughts, whatever, on the fight and whatever. So and the quality on that is excellent. Full HD, which was you know, very, very surprising, and a pleasant surprise. So, you know, that's it for the quick weekend breakdown. There are a few other you know, things that are happening this weekend, but those two are the big ones for the weekend. So, you know, if you're around, folks, you know, check out PFL 10. You know, you can catch it on Facebook Live still. And then the main card will, I think that comes on at 6. And then the main card starts at 9 on NBC Sportsnet. So, until the next time, folks, we'll talk to you later. And we're out. Head movement.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.